Line unmuted.
Good morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council. Good afternoon. Sussex County Council meeting of April 16th, 2024. First thing is approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We have the motion carried. We have the minutes of April 9th. Any questions, corrections, additions? No stand approved as read. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any questions from Council? Anybody signed up to speak? Okay, operator, would you check online, please, for anybody for public comment?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business today is a proclamation honoring Fair Housing Month. I have a proclamation here I'd like to read from the Sussex County Council, and we be able to issue the proclamation afterwards. Sussex County Council proclamation, proclamation proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County. Whereas April 2024 marks the 56th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. And the Delaware's Fair Housing Act further prevents discrimination based upon creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender, identity, and so on. The Sussex County Council and the Sussex County Association of Realtors are committed to highlight the Fair Housing Law and the Delaware Fair Housing Law by continuing to address discrimination in our community. Affirmatively further fair housing to programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities and partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American the right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims April 2024 Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, and urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize the celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, Council President. I do believe we have representation from SCORE today that would accept this proclamation. Mr. President, if you'd like to come down, we'll make the presentation. Thank you, sir. Thanks, everyone, for attending today. Next item is the County Administrator's Report for April 16, 2024. Per the Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Coastal Tile, a.k.a. Arbors of Cottagedale, effective March 28. Windswept at Lewis, Phase 4A construction record. Effective April, windswept at Lewis, pump station in Fort Main, effective April 2nd. Millville by the Sea, Seagull Village, formerly known as Millville Sea Village 2, Phase 2, effective April 4th. It's Glen Phase 1C construction record, effective April 5th. And Haven Phase 2 construction record, effective April 5th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Full business, Mr. Whitehouse.
Yes, and Mr. President, if I keep up when, as Mr. Whitehouse comes forward, I'd like to kind of explain the process and why this is back on old business. There was a litigation involving this, and in fact, there was chancery suit litigation. And on March 20th of 2024, there was a stipulated order of judgment. And under that order of judgment, it would indicated that this land use application would come back to the county council for reconsideration. that the council reconsider and render a new decision on this matter within 30 days of the date of this stipulation. Like us, this was signed March 20th, and that the county shall base its decision solely upon the existing record in this matter. In other words, not have a new hearing, including the Planning and Zoning's existing unanimous recommendation approval, and shall not remand the matter to the Planning Commission or consider any other testimony or evidence. So that's why it's back here, sure, just for a new vote based record that was previously established.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Whitehouse. Thank you.
Good afternoon, President, members of council. So we have one item of old business today. That's condition number 2365, filed on behalf of Frankfurt Community Initiative 2 LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of a land lying in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 42.95 acres more. And county council will remember this, as Mr. Moore said, from the previous meeting in August last year. So.
Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 42.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 11, with conditions 12A through L.
Any questions to council? Raise your council. I'll move for motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission with the conditions they imposed.
Mr. Green.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I'll also vote yes based on recommendations of Planning and Zoning.
Based on PZ's recommendations, I'll vote yes again. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I think now grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one grant request. It is Nick Marr Youth Connection Enterprises. They're requesting $3,500 for their local performing arts gala in Bridgeville. The last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,000 for their alumni basketball classic from Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mr. Green.
I will donate $1,000 toward this project.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer to grant $1,000 from District 2 Council Bank account to the Nemar Youth Connection Enterprise Incorporated for the Performing Arts Gala. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction and proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance granted conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for contractor office and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 4.72 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley, introduce it.
The next one is in Mrs. Green's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue and agricultural education center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 70 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 6 units, to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.28 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it.
And the last one's in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair business and sales shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42.961 square feet, more or less.
I'll introduce
it. Riley, introduce it. Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Could I read this, the last one I did? I
gave
the wrong acreage. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
It is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair business and sales shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less.
I'll still introduce it.
Mr. Riley, introduce it again.
I had a 42 point.
Oh, well, that's a little different, I guess, yeah. Councilmember comments? Any councilmember comments? Entertained motion to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried out executive session for land acquisition.